The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Lenny Scarry writes for the Washington Times. You hear me mention his work quite often. His upcoming book titled Privileged Victims, How America's Culture Fascists Hijacked the Country and Elevated Its Worst People. It's going to be released in January. You can pre-order now on Amazon. Let me encourage you to do so. Do it today. Eddie wrote an opinion piece this week that got my attention. It's titled The Obsession with White Supremacy. Violence is based on Cook studies. I wanted to ask Eddie to join us for a few minutes on 94.5 The Answer. Eddie, welcome in. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your morning with us.
Of course. Good morning. And just one quick correction. I'm with the Washington Examiner, not the Washington Times.
Oh, did I say the Washington Times? I'm sorry.
That's okay.
The Washington Examiner. Absolutely. A slip of the tongue. Big time. Eddie, your article caught my attention here. I wanted you to talk with our listeners for a few minutes. What a week we're having here. And you write about this and you write about some of the extreme statements that are being said. Talk with us about your article this week.
Right. So immediately after this, don't forget there were two shootings this week or this past weekend. I know that we're only focusing on the one in El Paso, because that's the one that Democrats and the media think that they can tie directly to President Trump, who, as you know, they've been saying for the last, three or four years now, is a racist. We're never supposed to forget that he's a racist. So you have the shooter in El Paso, who it looks like he wrote this manifesto. I think they're still trying to confirm that, but he wrote this thing online where he complained about all sorts of things, the automation of jobs, and also this internet theory, he thought, where the U.S. government is intentionally trying to replace white people in the country with immigrants. So, of course, that's the one that the media and Democrats want to talk about. Well, that's fine. We can talk about it. But it always comes down to this fear-mongering about a new rash of white supremacists, KKK, far-right extremists marching through the streets ready to start lynching people again, when it's just not true. And time and time again, and this has been the case for the last two or three years throughout President Trump's first term in office, whenever this comes up, the media will cite and Democrats will cite usually the same two studies. And one of them is by the Anti-Defamation League. The other one is by the Government Accountability Office. And they both say that white supremacy, incidents of white supremacy related violence far outpace anything else, even Islamic extremists. Well, if you look at the actual numbers and the way they whatever they consider far right and white supremacy is pretty much any white person who's been angry for any reason at all. And just a couple of examples. One of them, I think this is in the Anti-Defamation League study, it recounted a married couple, man and a woman. The man had been in prison, apparently associated with some white supremacy gang in prison that I'd never heard of. But once out of prison, him and his wife killed their own baby and put the baby in a freezer. That was considered an example of white extremist violence. Another one was a guy who it was a shooting a couple years ago, where a white male who I guess they considered a far right extremist or a white supremacist. He went to a college campus, went around and shot it up. And then, but every one of his victims that he came across, he didn't even do it based on race. He went and asked each victim, "Are you a Christian? Are you a Christian? Are you a Christian?" If they said yes, he shot them. That's an example of white supremacy included in these kinds of studies. Meanwhile, just one more point about these is that when they count, and by the way, when they consider something far right, that's white supremacy. That's people, anyone who basically hates having their taxes raised. The way they count that is a very broad brush. Meanwhile, you have the Islamic extremists. That's just Muslims who've done anything. And, you know, just look at the numbers. It says that there are more incidents each year of far right or white supremacy related violence, and meanwhile, there's about Islamic extremists have about a third of those same incidents. But the body count for the Islamic extremist incidents is far higher. You have about five victims per Islamic extremist incident for every one victim you have in a white supremacy related incident. So there's a slight difference between those numbers.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it just seems that white supremacy has become a buzzword of the left, and under their definition, and I read some of these examples that you gave, and if you just use these examples as a reference, I guess I could be considered a white supremacist by sitting here and talking on the radio every morning.
Exactly. Like the definition of what constitutes a far-right incident, the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, does another study that's about anti-Semitism incidents. They will count, even if they see, and this is true, this is one of the examples they have in there, if there's graffiti that says Trump and then has a swastika next to it somewhere that they find, they consider that an anti-Semitic incident, even though arguably and probably that graffiti is meant to say that Trump is a Nazi. So they'll consider that anti-Semitism. It's all an effort to just pad the numbers. Even in another study, I think by, I forget which group this is, but it's also in my book, Privileged Victims. This one study that basically comes to the same conclusion that there's more terrorism related to the far right than anywhere else. They included the shooter in Vegas, the Vegas shooter who, shot up the outdoor concert and killed 50 people.
Right.
They included him as far right violence, even though the FBI has never found a single motive for why he did what he did.
Sure.
But they include that anyway. This is how they pad the numbers and cook the studies.
Yeah. They just don't want to admit, Eddie, that, and with me this morning, Eddie Scary, writing for the Washington Examiner, they just don't want to admit that they're just evil people in the world. And they're not necessarily, it's not racially motivated always. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. But they're just people who want to hurt other people. Now, you've got a book coming up, pretty soon. Talk with us quickly. We have about 30 seconds left here about your upcoming book.
Sure. It's Privileged Victims, How America's Culture Fascists Hijacked the Country and Elevated Its Worst People. We're looking really deeply at the social justice movement, and that's basically all this stuff we're reading about in the aftermath of the shootings and how they're trying to tie white supremacy to these terrorist attacks perpetuated by lunatics, and then tie it for political reasons to the White House. We deal a lot with that in this book. All of it's a myth. And it's all done just to grab political power. It's how the social justice movement, which is largely made up of liberals and Democrats, how they seize power in this country.
Sure.
Privileged Victims, it's available for pre-order on Amazon and also Barnes & Noble.
Look forward to reading it. Aries Carey, thank you again for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Sure thing. You can, again, read his article at the WashingtonExaminer.com.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.